Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview. It's 8:16 a.m. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio is Jeff Butt to talk about the 150th anniversary of the Alaska Transfer Speaker Series that is continuing this month. And good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So before we talk about who is speaking this month, can you tell me a little bit more about the background of the speaker series? I understand it's a collaboration between the Sitka Historical Society and the Sitka National Historical Park?
Correct. Yep. Well, when we began thinking about this more than a year ago, the Historical Society hired me to help put on different events and things like that. So one of the things that we came up with was a speaker series, and we've been really lucky because we've had some really, really good speakers, of people coming down, to professors in history from Fairbanks and Anchorage, and local people who also. So it kind of, that's how it came about, and then we decided we wanted to do it with the National Park because we like their facility, and they're a good partner, and they were interested as well. And I think they're this year they celebrated, what, the 150th year or 100th year of the National
I
Park?
I think so,
like
the
100th. And this is Canada's 150th year as well. So the 150th, the whole idea of the 150th came from, this is the 150th year of the commemoration of the transfer of Alaska from Russia to the U.S. And the original deal happened was March 30th. It happened in Washington, D.C., and that was a treaty of cession where they signed the paperwork, and that's where Seward and Stockel, the Russian guy, and Sumner, who was a senator at the time, those guys just cobbled this thing together, put it through, and they got it done.
Mm-hmm.
But then the actual transfer happened here in Sitka October 18th, and that's why on October 18th we always celebrate Alaska Day, mm-hmm. have a parade in the rain, have a reenactment, have a ball, and have all kinds of different kinds of activities. So we're also kind of working with the Alaska Day Committee as well, and that's going to be, that week of October is going to be really busy. There's going to be mm-hmm. a Klan conference, all the regular Alaska Day things, so it's busy. So that's how that began, and we also put together a podcast, and so we hired Emmett Williams, who some people know, who's off in Ghana, I think, now mm-hmm. doing some filming, and he did 10 of those and spoke to different people as well. And that, so the idea is we will use the podcast. We'll get them to the schools for history teachers if they like, to the museums, the historical societies, and we're videoing the speaker series as well, and we'll make those available. And we're doing other things along, but those are the two main things that we're kind of focusing on now.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, but it's fun because these people are so interesting.
Uh-huh.
And I probably shouldn't say on the radio, I like history, but I'm not like a real history buff. But the more I hear people speak and the more I get into it, the more interesting it is. And just to think this place had a, when you think about the big picture of what the transfer here meant, it was devastating to a lot of people, and there's still amends to be made, I think. But there's also the what has happened as far as Alaska is on the whole world thing, and things that came out of Alaska because Alaska eventually became a state. So anyhow, that's how it happened, and that's what we're trying to do, and we're bringing different speakers to talk about different aspects.
Well, I hate to put you on the spot, but okay. What are some of the most interesting things? What are a couple of the really interesting things you've learned over the speaker series so far?
Let's see. I really liked, I'm terrible with names. I think it was Mike Dunham, who used to work for the Daily News uh-huh. in Anchorage for 50 years now or something. And he grew up in a Yupik village and wrote an alphabet for that. And he's also on radio up there as mm-hmm. well. He came down and he talked about the four emancipators.
Mm-hmm.
So the emancipators to him were Lincoln, the Tsar, Seward, and then the native leader out of Klukwan. And I can't pronounce his name.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for that. But mostly he spoke about Seward
mm-hmm.
and hardly mentioned Lincoln at all. And then the native leader and then the Tsar, because they emancipated, I guess the Klukwan leader was the last person with really had slaves, according mm-hmm. to him. But that was interesting. And we had Steve Haycox come and talk about Seward. David Ramsmere, who I missed, talked about the Lutz painting. And he painted the picture of the Treaty of Cession, but he's also the guy that painted Washington crossing the Delaware,
mm-hmm.
where he had Washington standing up in the boat, which most people say he really didn't stand up in the
boat.
Oh,
really?
Even then, I think people would know better than that. And so I wish I would have heard it, but so those have been good, and everyone's been interesting. Father Leska is always entertaining and interesting for his points of view, and of course, my memory's not what it used to be, but it was, who else am I leaving out that I liked? Those are the ones I liked.
And
I can remember. They all were good. They all are engaging. I like Mike Dunham because he had a set thing he wanted to say, but mm-hmm. he would veer off course.
Right.
And then he'd get into all this other kind of stuff that was pretty interesting. I heard him speak three different times, so I really got a chance to hear him, you know, how you get a teacher and you want to ask them a question so they maybe not talk about what they want to talk about, but
sure.
off the subject. He was pretty good at both.
So coming up this month, and the series is every Wednesday of this month, yep. the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. Correct. Who are we going to hear from?
We're going to hear on July 12th. All these are free, by the way, at the Centennial Hall, be Commander Chip Lewin, and he's the commander of the Coast Guard base here. And he's going to bring along a couple of cadets. And so they'll talk about the history of the United States Coast Guard. And at that time, I believe it was a revenue service, which was part of this whole thing. So they've been around since the transfer. The Coast Guard, Commander Lewin. And he's the commander of the Coast Guard station. I imagine he'll talk a little bit about that. The Coast Guard station here has 12,000 miles of isolated rugged coastline and responsible for all inland search and rescue for Southeast Alaska. And it includes numerous remote villages and is characterized by mountainous terrain, severe weather, and vast distances between fuel caches and landing sites. So, and he graduated from the Coast Guard Academy in 1995. And I think it'll be a good talk. And I think people appreciate the Coast Guard here. So it'll be a chance to hear him speak and then also ask questions. And then again, on the 19th at the Centennial Hall, we have David Ramsmere speaking. And he just finished a book, and I'm going to quote again, my apologies, Melting the Ice Curtain, Contemporary Alaska-Russian Relations. Mr. Ramsmere has just completed the book, Melting the Ice Curtain. He'll be here selling it. And I also believe he's speaking at the chamber and will be at the bookstore signing them. And this is the dramatic story of how inspiration, courage, and persistence by Alaskan and Russian citizen diplomats stared down the Cold War to bridge a widening gap in superpower relations, a model, and this is his quote, sorely needed today, and it'll be published by the University of Alaska Press. He's worked for Governor Cooper, Tony Knowles, Alaska Anchorage mayors, and then Senator Mark Baggage. So he's been around for a while and lived in Russia for a while as well.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. And then the 26th, we'll have our own Rebecca Paulson here. I think she does a show here, doesn't she?
I'm not or sure. Has.
And her topic is the origins of the Sitka Mission. I believe she's talking about SJ. And she's currently exploring archives and conducting oral history interviews about the history of Sheldon Jackson School and College, which turns out to be very different, and I'm quoting her, which turns out to be very different from what we assume, and is working on a book about it. So that'll be the 26th. That will be at the National Park, 7 p.m. So I think all three of them will be fascinating.
And then we talked a little bit about what's coming up in September and August and September. You said there's an archivist from the Orthodox Church coming.
Yep. And I don't know his last name. My apologies again. His name's Alexei, and he's from Washington, D.C., and they're sending him out here, and he'll talk about some of the history of the Russian Orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one of the speakers that we've had, the very first one was Anna Dittmar, who talked about iconography, and she talked about the Russian cathedral here mm-hmm. as well. Then we have Jenya Mychenko, who works at the Maritime Heritage, and her topic, and she's Russian, and she's going to speak about love at the time of Russian America. So I don't know if she's talking about literature, Russian literature or what, but you'll have to come to find out. And then Harvey Brandt, our own Harvey Brandt, also will talk about the ice business. And there's others that I've forgotten. But if you want to know, you go to www.ak150.com, go to the Sitka Historical Society website, call me 747-4821. It'll be in the paper.
All right, great. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for coming in to talk to me this morning.
Thank you, Catherine. My pleasure.
I've been speaking with Jeff Budd about the 150th anniversary of the Alaska Transfer speaker series that's continuing this month on Wednesdays at Harrigan Centennial Hall or at the Sitka National Historical Park. Thanks again for joining me.
Thank you.